50-year-old Walter Ellis had earlier pleaded no contest to charges that he had strangled the seven women between 1986 and 2007. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Dennis Simple then found Ellis guilty and has now sentenced Ellis to life behind bars on all seven counts. Prior to handing down the sentence, Simple read the list of murders.
Harris was strangled with her own scarf. Ms. Miller was strangled. Ms. Smith was strangled and stabbed. Ms. McCormick was strangled. Ms. Ferrier was strangled. Ms. Mims was strangled. Ms. Stokes was strangled, and there's evidence that she fought the strangulation.
Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says he can't determine why Ellis committed the murders.
We can't explain this one. Nobody can understand it in any way other than, again, that's where I'm left explaining it as just a manifestation of evil.
Several relatives of Ellis's victims say they're satisfied with the sentence he received. George Noble is a brother of victim Joyce Mims.
If it was just one woman where he got life without the possibility of parole, that's fine. You know, how many times can you lock a man up for life? So, you know, if we'd have just got one, that would have been perfect. And, you know, we got all seven, so long as he can never get out.
But at least one of the family members said Ellis may wind up like a previous serial killer, Jeffrey Dahmer, and be beaten to death by a fellow inmate in a Wisconsin prison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.